Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover a lot of extension news, along with the details for our McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 17th. But first, this time of year is busy for all involved in farming and livestock. The shortage of moisture is on the minds of everyone. Spring crops are being planted or planned, and the calving season is coming to a close. Cattle sales have been impressive this spring in Kansas and surrounding states. Now, cattle producers can focus their time on breeding females and turning out cows to grass for the summer. 4-H'ers have been attending spring shows throughout the last 2 months. Canton will host the Beauty and the Beast Beef Show on May 4th, with the McPherson County Spring Beef Show on Sunday, May the 5th, both held at Canton at the McPherson County Fairgrounds. Come support our local 4-H'ers. It will be a great weekend. McPherson will also host the State Junior Charlet Show on May 25th and 26th. The McPherson County Spring Show for sheep, swine, and goats will be here in McPherson again this year on June 1st. This Saturday show has gained in popularity, and it's called the Showdown in Mactown. During all these spring shows, all 4-H'ers, families, friends, and enthusiasts are invited to attend any of the events at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds. In my gardening news, if you have limited space in your garden, you might want to add some features to build a vertical garden that would offer many benefits in addition to needing less space. K-State Research and Extension specialists say home gardeners can expand garden space by taking it to the next level, literally. Many crops can be grown vertically, including the more traditional tomatoes, pole beans, and peas, as well as vining crops such as cucumbers, melons, squash, and gourds. Elevating plants off the ground increases the airflow, which will help prevent disease and bring the height of the produce up to making the harvest easier. Supporting your vertical garden with a sturdy structure is very important, especially with our Kansas wind. Create a pup tent or an A-frame structure by leaning two cattle panels or pallets together and securing the top. Another way can be used for a single panel that can be tied upright to a T-post for support. Plant vining crops at the base and train them to grow upward, all for the more enjoyable gardening experience. The McPherson County Master Gardeners and Friends Last Spring Program for all McPherson County residents will be April 25th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Extension Office Meeting Room. Guest speaker Karen Blakesley of K-State Research and Extension from the Department of Animal Science and Industry will be presenting her topic over storing and preserving produce. Plan now at the April 25th Master Gardener and Friends Educational Program and learn something new. For my wheat farmers, May 17th is the date set for our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour. We will start at the Patrick Plot in Marquette at 9 a.m. At 11:30, we will meet at the Mid-Kansas Co-op Learning Center in Mound Ridge for lunch, sponsored by MKC. At 1 o'clock, we will be off to the Golly Plot north of Mound Ridge, a quarter mile north of 23rd and Cheyenne intersection. Our last stop of the day will be at the Inman Plot between 4th and 5th Avenue on the north side of Cheyenne Road. Plan now to spend part of your day on Friday, May 17, listening to the K-State wheat specialists talk about the different varieties of wheat along with the disease pressures we might find in this year's wheat crop. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with programming and agricultural questions. And remember, May Day is just around the corner.